This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A broad group of Israeli political parties struck a fragile deal late Wednesday that could unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced that he and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, came to an agreement shortly before midnight deadline and prevented what could have been Israel's fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. The agreement still needs to be approved by the Knesset or Parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a diverse array of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end Netanyahu's record-setting but divisive 12-year rule. Netanyahu is also on trial facing criminal corruption charges, but he has denied any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Biden has set a goal of vaccinating 70% of adults in the United States with at least one injection by July 4th, when the country celebrates its Independence Day. The rate is currently 63%. With COVID-19 vaccination rates lagging, especially in some minority communities, Biden recommends the Shots at the Shop program, which includes more than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists. The Biden administration and private companies are encouraging people to get vaccinated with incentives and fun rewards, including cash prizes from a national pharmacy chain and free groceries from a supermarket chain. And a major brewery is also giving away free beer to all Americans 21 and older if the U.S. reaches Biden's 70% goal by July 4th. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with its Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16th, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. A tropical storm has left at least three people dead and displaced thousands of villagers in the southern and central Philippines, where it triggered floods and landslides. Forecasters say the storm was blowing off Victoria Town, south of Manila, with gusts up to 56 miles per hour. They say it was moving northwestward and may weaken as it blows toward the South China Sea later today, Thursday. About 20 storms and typhoons batter the Philippines each year. A large fire broke out Wednesday at an oil refinery in the Iranian capital, Tehran. According to state media, there were no immediate reports of casualties. In a separate incident Wednesday, an Iranian naval ship sank off the coast of Oman after catching fire. Firefighting efforts on the ship continued for 20 hours before it became submerged. All 400 people on board were rescued, with just 20 reporting minor injuries or burns. Naval authorities told a local TV station that the cause of the fire was still not clear. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. The runoff election Sunday between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission the pandemic death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. The newest assessment brings the estimated total to more than 180,000 deaths from COVID. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.